gentlemen, please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank, dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. I wanted to mention this because it's a very special Sunday here at 6 p.m. on KLOS. We are going to re-air Matt Pinfield's Blizzard of Oz special. Yes, I'm going to play it, replay it, a historic interview with Matt Pinfield with Ozzy Sunday night at 6 p.m. It's an exclusive career retrospective they recorded a few years ago to mark the 40th anniversary of Ozzy's Blizzard of Oz album. So the late, great Ozzy with Matt Pinfield is going to happen at 6 p.m. on Sunday if you want to go check out that.
Very cool.
Another tribute to the great Ozzy Osbourne. Just when you thought we didn't need it, they made it. Krispy Kreme and Crocs unveiled a shoe collaboration.
What?
Shut up!
So they'll do the... What do they call
it's
those things?
Great news for all six Krispy Kreme customers who can see their feet.
Oh, donut theme ice.
There it is. Okay. For your VIP, there's what they look like. They look like donuts.
Mm-hmm. Guess I thought they would be those little things you stick in the crockles.
Those are... I think they have those, too.
Gibbets?
You can... What are they called?
Gibbets.
Gibbets.
The fact that you know that, Jordan, that's probably one of those things like you keep to yourself. Like, who has herpes? And then you keep your hand down.
Right.
I have gibbets.
Who's got gibbets? Keep your hand down. Those shoes right there cost $90.
Shut up.
For plastic slippers?
And they're going to come in a box inspired by the donut box itself as well. And you can also get a pack of those gibbets, Krispy Kreme themed. And I think that's what those are.
Mm-hmm.
For an extra $20, you can get the charms.
Okay.
They're going to be released on Tuesday, August 5th in Croc stores and through their website.
I don't know. I kind of like the frosted toe look.
You do?
That's kind of cool.
Little sweet feet.
This is not anything original.
Jordan Sweet Feet Fitzpatrick.
I used to make donut footwear all the time. It was cream-filled socks.
Oh my God.
And
I know what that is.
Yeah. Well done, Johnny.
Because he was dunking these nuts.
Oh. Yeah, if you're going to buy these, what things wearing Krispy Kreme Crocs say about you? I get my fashion advice from toddlers. Yeah. I'm single and ready to stay single. Yeah. Know the word tacky? I don't.
Yeah. I don't care.
Somewhere on earth, there's a pair of really disappointed parents.
Mm. Yeah.
Hey, son, you're a disappointment to your parents.
Oh, what movie is that from?
Yeah, there was no way that if my dad was still alive today that I'd be ever wear those Crocs in front of him. Mm-mm. There's no way.
No, you're you
not even
questions.
As a joke.
You would have to be a closet Crocker, you know.
A lot of follow-up questions whenever you walk in the room with those.
Well, then your dad had Alzheimer's, so he'd be like, I swear my son was here, he had donuts on his feet. I think it's time for you to go take a nap.
Yeah, but let's take dad's keys.
No, it's my son, he really had donuts on his feet. What's wrong with me?
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Everything else, but remember we took his truck.
Yeah, 7 years ago. Not letting
another what wearing Krispy Kreme Crocs says about you. I am to style what alcohol is to fetal health.
Damn. Hardcore.
Yeah, it really kills it.
What else does it say about you wearing these Krispy Kreme Crocs? The local news uses a close-up of my stomach for stories about obesity.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that is always embarrassing when they do like the no head.
I wonder if anybody has recognized their own torso. Like, oh, my God, that was me walking down Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
They zoomed in.
That was me at the mall near Christmas time, at Christmas time.
I didn't know you could see my belly button dent that much.
Oh, the old belly button dent.
What else does it say about you? Yep, I'm American.
Yeah.
No need to pull out your passport.
Yeah, gluttonous.
Everyone in the world knows. If you got Krispy Kreme Crocs on, where you're from. You know, I don't want to point any fingers, but during the break there, and I'm like, let's find the fishmonger. What the hell's causing this smell? And then Emo walked in.
It wasn't great timing.
And I was like,
I will say, Emo.
Emo.
Right here. You
so, Emo, when you did get to work and you walked in, does the whole building smell like fish now?
Yeah, pretty much right when I got off the elevator, it was very faint. And I that's why I was like, is this me? What happened?
Is this
my lunch that I brought? And then I opened the hallway door, and then it just reeked. And then I walked a little bit further and found out what it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Looking forward to whatever.
Well, you know, it does say something about Emo, and most, I think, good people, self-aware people, considerate people do automatically look inward and go,
is it me?
Is it me? Which is, I think, a good thing.
Yeah.
The people who don't even think about it could possibly be them, those mm-hmm. aren't good people.
Mm-hmm. You know, I first started smelling it because we were, like, moving the chairs over here, getting the guest area set up because uh-huh. it's got a special guest coming in later. And I was next to Jordan. I thought it was Jordan. Mm. My first hint was like, oh, my God, Jordan smelled like
that. Is that why you asked him if he got lucky last night?
It was so bad. I didn't want to, like,
insult his boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to, like, you know, plus, yeah, it's just like, what the hell, man?
It's just my hemi's flaring up again.
Yeah, I just busted a butt bubble. Yep.
Wiped a little too hard before the show.
Oh, my God. Just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, that description really put it over the top.
Uh-huh. Doobie-doo.
Mm-hmm. 4 minutes away from those Hurricane Harbor tickets. Keep listening for that. But if you're not joining us and you've been under a rock for the last day, Hulk Hogan died. I guess he forgot to kick out.
Oh. Mm. Oh, Renee's cracking up.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's funny. All
right, actually, that you know, like, one, two. Who knew it was that easy to get
don't
out of it?
Miss your choreography.
Leg drop in heaven now.
We did the birthdays today. We don't normally do birthdays over the weekends, but Sandra Bullock, speed star, turned 61 tomorrow. Sandra Bullock, which is good because if she drops below 55, she explodes.
Oh, right. Well, it's not going to happen anymore. I just saw a video of her, like, she worked
not
on some movie.
Not even a chuckle, Johnny. I expected Jordan to shake his head at me, but you, not even a chuckle, but Jordan laughed.
Johnny's high on Vapo-Rub. He's just hitting the little toot
yeah,
thing.
Oh, my God.
Every 30 seconds.
Also, familiar with the Today Show? Today Show meteorologist Dylan Dreyer. It's a woman. D-Y-L-A-N. You know,
blonde, yeah.
Blonde,
cute, yeah.
Yeah, she is, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, her and her husband split, which is why today's forecast is cloudy with a chance of cougar.
Hey, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix today.
No, this is Johnny's Christmas
here. Perfect timing because Johnny's brain cells were getting cocky.
Bring you back down.
Yeah. Taking himself seriously yesterday on the Till the Beer's Gone.
Hello.
Giving us his take on AI.
Oh.
Yeah. Got a little sense.
Defending
on
myself.
On the comments that you're reading, huh?
Yeah.
My God.
He's getting upset.
Also, the Philadelphia Eagles unveiled their Super Bowl rings. They're covered in as much ice as a Los Angeles car wash.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Drive around with dirty cars. It's not fun.
No, that was a good one. That was a good one. That was, well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Timely. Locations.
Sorry, all friends. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sad but true.
Jordan, speaking of fish and butt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, wow.
My favorite topic.
Segway King.
A 33-year-old man in China showed up to the ER with a live eel swimming around in his abdomen. Officials didn't say how it got there.
I got a couple guesses.
Two guesses at least.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you need it? Yeah, I guess.
It's a slippery situation, isn't it?
Most likely vote? Colon?
Yeah.
Because it was in his abdomen. So it's like if a swimming around, it was outside colon, outside of the closed system that is your digestive tract.
So he wouldn't have swallowed it because it would have stomach acids. Da, 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 da,
you would figure, yeah. And right. It's in the abdomen already. So if it did chew through an esophagus, it'd be up in your chest cavity around.
Oh, so there's really only one.
Only one way. Yeah. And it chewed through his colon and started swimming around inside of his abdomen.
Oh, my God.
The old human aquarium.
Yeah, I guess so.
My
through it.
Is there a chance it was worth it? That felt so good.
Oh, it can't be.
I don't think so. But was he like, I'd do it again? It was awesome. I mean, it was embarrassing.
No, I don't know.
But before that, it was awesome.
I don't know if you're gonna feel the chewing part.
No, not the chewing, but the.
You don't think so?
I don't think you have like the nerves on the inside like that. Like your brain doesn't have nerves. So when they opened up your skull and they start like putting a needle in your brain, you're like ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, you don't feel it.
There's no
weird
feeling of that kind of pain.
Good point.
So I think inside your colon, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
but
you
things
can
hurt when you have gas pains or mm-hmm. whatever, or pains it, in your belly, like appendicitis. It's like, oh my God.
No, isn't that a pressure pain?
I don't think so. I think that's like stabbing. You know, you have stabbing pains in your abdomen. Or, you know, after I have an egg, it hurts. Yeah. So you have to have feeling. I don't know if you've...
If I put two fingers in there and I pinched you in the rectum.
I'm a feeling.
On the inside.
I'm a feeling.
I don't know if you'd feel... You might feel the pressure, like pinching your elbow. You pinch your elbow, you know, you pinch your elbow as hard as you can. And my God, you can pinch it as hard as
you can. You could slam that in a door and be like, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. Thanks. Sometimes I'm thinking, if I reached inside you with two fingers, I pinched your inner colon. I think you might feel the pressure, but you're not going to feel ow, ow.
Well, you want
to... Hurricane Harbor tickets. All right. Right. Time to call. Good
time. That's what killing time is, sounds
good
like.
Good timing.
Yeah.
818-955-2955. Let's get that Hurricane Harbor 4-pack out the door. What's the matter, Jordan?
Just the segues this morning. On point.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday. What do they expect? Where are you? On vacation.
Well, I'm just kind of going through and just like, I got to get through these stories. This Chinese eel story was like from a week ago. I'm sure it's already been in the news 1,000 times. But anybody have the take of if I reached inside you and I pinched your rectum, would you feel it? Probably not.
Somebody knows,
though. It's a new take on it.
Maybe doctors know. Maybe.
Yeah, if you're a doctor or a physician anyway, am I right about that? About the system inside, it doesn't have nerves?
I think it does.
But you would feel like the vibration of something in there gnawing.
You know when you have
stomach,
right? When your stomach is growling and it's like... You can feel your stomach go. Uh-huh. I'm sure if an eel was chewing through my side of my colon wall, I'd be like, am I hungry?
Yeah.
Something going on.
You'd be like, But if the eel was chewing through your arm on the outside, it'd be, ow. You know what I'm saying? There's different. There's an ow, and then there's a, what the hell's in there swimming in me?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like you would feel pain, but I
don't know.
You know, because if you have an ulcer, like basically stomach acids chewing through your own stomach, or whatever ulcers are.
And that
it
hurts.
Hurts.
Yeah, that hurts.
You're like, oh my God, it hurts so bad.
What do you have an ulcer for? What are you worried about?
Oh, I don't. This everything.
How
Frank,
much stress?
I worry about you.
Is that a 2-week vacation?
No, I didn't. My vacation started when I got back to work. We've covered this.
You should be stress free.
No, I worry about you. You're my stress.
I worry about you. I am the source of your stress.
You don't wash your coffee cup. You drink out of it and you put it back, and then you just drink out of it and put it back and drink out of it.
That's seasoning, Heidi.
No.
Right.
You've got to wash things. It sits in here. It has old dribbles down the side. And then it sits in this dirty, dusty studio. There's dust on everything. And now you got a coffee cup that still has a little bit of coffee in it. It gets filled with dust. And then you just keep pouring
and that's
coffee.
That's why me and RFK never get sick.
Yeah, when I hear him talk, I think, he sounds healthy.
No, maybe his polyps need to be removed. But I heard like the new trend's eating dirt for, your gut health. It's like you're supposed to... have environmental stuff, like when you go out and play and stuff, and that helps you out. You need that, helps the biome, gives you the stuff that you.
I will say,
eat it dirty.
I did stop buying antibacterial
soap. You got that fish outside.
Yeah, let's go. I don't buy antibacterial soap anymore after hearing that. I'm just like, nah, let's keep my hands a little dirty. Ooh, we got a lot of people at the door, Frank. There are a lot of we've got company.
Well, I figured there was. So that's why company. I had to finger them in here.
Oh,
meaning motion.
Yeah,
they didn't feel
hey.
That. Oh my God, it's weird.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, there's giant fish in here. Look
That explains it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You know, then
the
I'm
real
I'm,
deal.
And then I don't have a tumor. I'm not just smelling some imaginary fish. Yeah. I mean, there was.
That's it.
This all right, get on these microphones, guys. That's how the world hears you.
This is crazy.
All right, so obviously,
you want me to hold these things, guys?
Wow.
So what kind of fish? I mean, do you have right there?
So these
that
are
tuna.
These are California yellowtail. They're not tuna. We have a lot of tuna here. Yeah.
So yellowtail's not tuna.
Nope. In the sushi bar, this is your hamachi.
Oh.
Yeah. God.
So anyway, California yellowtail. We catch these locally. This one was caught in less than 100 feet of water.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How big that thing is.
On what, a bobber?
This was live squid. Live that squid on that guy.
Wow.
Wing, who'd you bring with us, the fisherman galore here? Because this is awesome.
This is my buddy Dan right here.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Yes. And basically, we were talking about Johnny's growing pod. And then one thing to another, you can tell him the story because you basically won the pod, like $3,400.
So I called in and somebody named, I don't know, Billy or whatever, you said, hey, Billy, you know, here it is. And you're like, Billy, where? Never mind. Dan, where are you at?
Oh, yeah.
So all because Billy was hard of hearing or not paying attention.
Exactly. So anyway, the question was the Rubik's Cube question. Do you guys remember that one?
Rubik's Cube. You know what? Can you ask us and see if we know the answer?
Sure.
Okay, great.
The Rubik's Cube has 73 quintillion possible starting
positions.
And they can all be solved in how many moves?
Oh, I did eight.
No. Does anybody know?
I have no idea. What was the answer?
So I shot out 11, and y'all went crazy.
Yeah.
Because on the answer card, the answer was 20 or less, which is not what I said.
Oh, I remember that.
It's not what I said, right? But you guys couldn't find anything wrong with my answer.
Right.
That's true. That was controversial.
So, yeah, you guys went to break, and I had to pull off and sit in a parking lot. And pretty soon, Frank, you were like, yeah we can't. Tell you no. You
20 or less, 11 is less than 20.
And
he took that money, he bought a boat, a fishing pole, and became Dan the Fishman.
No, we were heading to Spain, and that was the perfect amount for our spending money.
Oh, awesome. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you for being a fan, listening to the show. And now,
love the show.
Is this going fishing? Is this something that you do for like a living, or is this something on the weekend thing you do?
I'm a contractor now.
Oh, okay.
When I started my family, I left fishing. But I did 20 years of fishing. Yeah, I was a captain, drove boats, and took people fishing every day.
And why'd you get out?
I wanted to be a good dad.
Because you wouldn't have been home otherwise.
I was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd
have been a fisherman.
And he's always home as a contractor because they never come to your house to do work.
Okay, enough about your floors getting put in. I know you're pissed off. You should have called Dan. He'd have got it done by now.
I should have called Dan. Dan the man.
So and this is the fish that you actually brought in that you chopped up for us?
So a lot of this is yellowtail. Obviously not these fish. These fish are still whole. But there's also a white sea bass. We caught a really nice white sea bass this week, and we brought some of that in for you, too. All your fish tacos are made out of white sea bass. It's going to be epic.
All right.
One of the best eating fish we have out here.
That's what you use for your fish tacos, the white sea bass?
If we can get it, but we use wahoo. Which is almost as good.
Wahoo's fish taco.
Oh my God. Are we just putting this together right now?
Are you kidding me?
Mind exploding.
Oh my God.
Frank, how old were you when you found that out?
I just found that out.
Today, years old.
Yeah.
Cheers.
This is what happened.
I thought Wahoo was your middle name this whole time. Wing Wahoo.
Yes.
Lamb. But I thought it was. I swear to God.
Big Wahoo Wing.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing it in. And Wing, I know that you usually call us in Zoom, but we got you in 3D today. You're in
3D,
the studio.
And I got Heidi in 2D.
No. I know. Right?
You got Heidi in 3D, too. Normally, she's in 2D. She's
a giant head in the background.
But California Love Drop, it's an organization that we've been a part of for a very long time. And Wing started it back in the pandemic era when we needed the help getting the personal protection equipment and those E95 masks.
Yep.
And once that need was done, Wing was always looking for need to help and started California Love Drop. So if you want to be a part of it, CaliforniaLoveDrop.org is the website. You can go there. And if you donate $40 to keep this movement going, All the proceeds go to, you know, helping people here in Southern California. And you get a t-shirt that Dan's wearing there.
Looks good on you, Dan.
I appreciate the shirt.
California Love Drop t-shirt, which is awesome. And we lets us know what's going on in the week ahead or weeks ahead for California Love Drop. So what's up? What's on the agenda?
Well, the big thing, I only got one little thing. Festival of Chefs is this Sunday. So if you're still around, you know, go down.
That's what Kelly said.
Yeah.
He's only got one little thing.
Yeah, one little thing. Just one.
Gotcha.
So we got that going on in Newport.
Little Wahoo.
Hey, little Wahoo. Hey, it's a big Wahoo. Check, Greg.
It's a Marlin.
Marlin. Hey, Black Marlin. And we do have the blood drives coming up. So we have somebody here from Red Cross. Mm-hmm. Come on over here.
Oh, is this
Jason
Buckley from the American Red Cross, the KLOS partnering once again with the Red Cross for that annual KLOS blood drive. And this is the 44th, but I swear to God, when we started 13 years ago, it was the 44th.
I don't know what it's like. I'm weird.
Did we buy a bunch of t-shirts back then that had 44 on
just
them?
Say
we just keep saying it's the 44th because it seems like, you know, it's been the 44th for a long time. But we have been working with you guys, the Red Cross, for a very long time here at KLOS. The need, there's always a need. So is there like the questions you get asked all the time as far as like, can I do this? Can you want to just answer that blanket of questions you get all the time right now?
Frank really wants to know if he can drink after he donates a pint.
Well, of course, we don't recommend that. uh-huh. We want you to show up to the blood drive feeling well and healthy, you know, and have a safe and successful blood donation. So save the drink until about 24 hours after.
There we go, see?
Yes, since we started in 1981, the KLOS blood drive has collected over 200,000 pints of blood, thanks to all of you KLOS listeners. And you can go sign up for, there's destinations all over, donation centers,
which I am signed up for.
Which one
right
are you going
here
to?
I got the Pass Ave right here in Burbank.
That's the one I go to, too.
Yeah, so I'm 11:30 on August 1st is when I'm signed
up.
So if you want to come and hang out with me, donate blood.
You really are treated like royalty when you go donate blood at the Red Cross. They take such good care of you. You feel good about yourself. And then they force cookies on you. They won't even let you leave until you're like, are you going to eat your cookies? And you're like, I'm eating my cookies and my crackers.
Be sure you get it before Heidi because the cookies will be gone.
Well, I'm a bit of a cookie monster.
They're the exact opposite of my wife. My wife says, let's go. And they're like, no, stay.
Stay, hang out. Stay, have some more cookies.
Have another juice or something.
They treat you like your grandmother. It's like, have another cookie, honey.
Yes. You feel good. Do it.
You look pale. Have another cookie.
It's so easy.
So where can they sign up?
So, first of all, I just love to express on behalf of the American Red Cross our sincere gratitude to KLOS and to your listeners for this 44-year partnership. We're excited to kick off the 44th annual KLOS Blood Drive starting next Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd. Go to redcrossblood.org and in the upper right, enter the sponsor code KLOS, and you'll see all 32 locations where you can choose from to schedule your life-saving blood donation.
Nice.
It also says that the Red Cross will perform free A1C testing.
Absolutely.
What is that?
As an added health benefit, the Red Cross for all successful blood donations is testing,
that's
giving
huge.
An A1C test. It's a test that that tests your sugar levels. So it's a diabetes test to see.
Yes, you can find out where you want to be under 7.
Well, if you're wearing your Krispy Kreme Crocs to donate blood, I'm assuming
you're probably going to score a little high on that.
Probably got a positive on that.
Yeah. And also, the donors will get the commemorative 44th annual KLOS t-shirt. And thanks to our friends, special shout out to Wing Lam and our friends at Wahoo's Fish Taco. Get a voucher for a free chicken taco at Wahoo's Fish Taco.
Nice.
And a $15 gift card to a merchant of choice. So.
Excellent.
There you go.
Thank
so,
you, Red Cross.
Go sign up at redcrossblood.org.
Redcrossblood.org. And in the upper right, KLOS is the sponsor code.
And they got all the donation centers listed so you can find out, you know, when close to you or like on the way home from work or whatever, to stop in and do it because the need is that there's always a need.
Always a need, especially in the summertime when people aren't really thinking about donating blood. It's a critical time of year.
People are out doing kind of maybe dangerous things. Or
it's like right after 4th of July, somebody, you know, blows a hand off. And like,
needle
could
blood.
Be, could be.
Needle of blood.
The need never stops, but that's why it's important to donate blood in the summertime.
When you look at the blood that you have right now, is there a certain type that is like, lower than the rest? Like, hey, we could really use maybe positives to come out.
Well, we take all blood types, but the types that are most needed in the hospital are those O types. You know, O negative.
Oh, the universal donors?
Yeah, and the O positives.
Frank, go ahead and tell them about your blood. Go. I know you.
I may be positive. I'm special. I'm not like the most rare. AB negative is right. The most rare?
I believe so, yes.
Well, you better know.
Yeah. He's not a phlebotomist. He's a sharp-dressed like, man. Yeah,
I just designed the t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm A positive, by the way, if we're doing blood shout-outs. Just saying A plus.
I wouldn't.
A positive.
Your attitude, though, you're never really positive.
I'm a negative.
But yeah, go and donate blood. Like, there's always a need. And I know with California Love Drop, you're always doing blood drives, Red Cross blood drives down to Antis Roofing. Yep. And it's something that if you do find out that you have like O blood, that you can go and become just a regular donor for the Red Cross.
Every 56 days? Did I get that right?
Every 56 days. And then the old rules about tattoos and stuff, those don't apply anymore, right?
Tattoos, if you receive your tattoo in a regulated tattoo shop where they use a single use needle, you can donate blood.
You're just your prison pen tattoo. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah, if you're doing it at home,
Johnny's back alley tramp stamp. I don't know if you can actually go.
Go Steelers! It was dumb. That was a bad idea.
Yeah. He has a G on one cheek and Steelers on the other.
Aren't you guys glad you came in?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a pro shop we're running.
What professionals. That's why they teamed up with us, because we're such professionals. American Red Cross and KLOS is the 44th annual blood drive, redcrossblood.org. Go find a donation spot and sign up today. Feel good about yourself and get that wonderful t-shirt and the voucher for the Wahoo's Chicken Taco and the $15 voucher for a merchant of choice.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you guys for coming in. And go sign up at CaliforniaLoveDrop.org. Become a droplet and get that t-shirt as well. Want to give some shout-outs to some California Love Droplets. Carrie Sachs from Glendale.
Leslie Coleman from Montebello.
Andrea Moore from Costa Mesa.
Matias Garcia from Bellflower.
And Natalie Kim from Rancho Palos Verdes. Thank you so much for becoming a droplet yourself.
Part of the family.
Now take those droplets, those blood droplets of yours, and collect a pint of them over at the Red Cross donation centers. RedCrossBlood.org. Thank you.
Thanks,
Dan.
He's going to jump face first into this big fish.
Anybody got a hair tie? This back, I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Who needs chopsticks?
I don't need chopsticks. Right. No.
Just get in there.
I told you about my cookies. You should see me plow through a plate of tuna.
So if you're a VIP, you're going to watch Heidi. It's a sashimi eating contest during the commercial break. We're going to come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks, gang.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.